Make a better connection with your friends on Facebook. Use the hottest voice conferencing service around. Call from TalkShoe.com. That's Talk, like I'm doing now, and Shoe, as on your feet.com.
PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 73 for Saturday, July 26th, 2008. PHPBB Weekly, of course, is the weekly live podcast covering the PHPBB bulletin board software at phpbb.com. We have a great panel of hosts joining us today to talk about the recent big event from PHPBB land, as we'll be talking about. But of course, little old me who has not done anything this past week, I am Douglas Bell, your co-host. And joining us with a newly found British accent is our own David Lewis.
Captain Picard of the USS Enterprise. Oh, wait, no, that's
my ego. Okay. That's not a British accent.
You had to steal that from me, didn't you?
I have the avatar. Now, wait a minute.
joining us as well is also from the mod team, Paul Sawyer. I hope I got that right.
Sawyer.
Paul is joining us from
Sawyer. The
And, of course, who is now relieved of his duties as the coordinator of London Invasion, Mr. Don't Panic himself, Yuri Rusko.
You make that sound like I was fired.
It does. That's what I was going to say.
No, I was saying relieved as in the literal sense. You must be relieved that it's over now.
I'm a little relieved. You know, yeah, a little bit. Sure.
Okay.
Sure, we guess.
I can already tell this is going to be a fun episode.
Until
whatever
next time.
Say.
Let's get through the bit of housekeeping we have to do before I get to the meat of the show. Of course,
can you speed read that part?
Huh?
Can you speed read it?
No. PHPBB Weekly, of course, is not affiliated with the PHPBB teams at phpbb.com. Although they love us, and they've helped us out quite a bit, and so I don't know how long that's going to last. We'll see. We call in on the show if you are listening live or want to join us live every Saturday. The number is 724-444-7444. As Barry in the chat room said, that's a lot of fours, and it certainly is. The call ID number is 12418. And, of course, there's also our wonderful, awesome TalkShoe chat room. TalkShoe.com, where you can, and through either method, you can ask questions of our panelists here today. And of course, our website, phpbbweekly.net. And our sponsor is, as always, GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold an online meeting from your computer so that everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com during your conference call. They'll be able to see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can avoid the hassle of driving or flying or jet lag or any of that other wonderful stuff you have to deal with and get more done in less time. If you'd like to give it a try, you can go to GoToMeeting.com/techpodcasts right now for a free 30-day trial. Okay, so we're going to start out this episode with the segment we've been doing almost every episode for the last couple of months, our London Invasion update. Oh, wait a minute. London Invasion was last week, wasn't it? Okay, let's strike that. Our London Invasion recap. For that, we're going to ask David to help to start out, talk about what you guys did at London Invasion, and of course, Paul and Yuri as well. It's all yours.
What did we do at London Invasion? We met and we ate. That's what we did.
Did you get and you got squashed on by a Birdiezilla, right?
No, we didn't get squashed by Birdiezilla. But Birdiezilla was there. We discussed world domination plans with Birdiezilla.
Uh-huh.
And no. It's to be sure it's really world domination.
Mm-hmm. Literally did.
Yes.
I want you to tell us about everything that happened at London Invasion, especially because you weren't here last week because of those issues with scheduling and stuff.
Right. How long is this show again?
Go ahead. I don't care.
Oh, by the way, Douglas, I've got your recording uploaded. I just need to give you the link to it, okay?
Okay, so we'll get that.
Don't let it forget. All right, so London Invasion, wow.
You got there last Thursday, correct?
We actually got there Friday. I got there Friday.
Oh,
I know Yuri
right.
got there a lot.
Thursday.
Yuri got there earliest. He was the first one there.
Yes.
Oh, Yuri, what were you there for?
Set everything up. Make sure that when everyone got there, that everything was ready. That they knew who we were and that they were actually, you know, that they knew we were coming. It's like, hey guys, you know?
That everyone had dinner and...
We had dinner on Friday night.
Okay.
After everybody arrived. Cause we went to... Well, I guess Paul arrived after we did.
Yes, I did.
Paul arrived with Andreas, which is Bantu, and Nils.
Yep.
And but anyway, we'd already been talking. Much of the teams had already been talking for quite a while before that. Mm-hmm. David MJ was mostly giving his data stream. I'm going to rename him Data Stream because he's just a nonstop data stream. Just completely nonstop. He never stops.
You know, you need people like that. I can be like that when it comes to parliamentary procedure. I love that stuff. All right. Okay. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
David J is really interesting. He never stopped programming through the whole event. Through London Invasion itself, he was programming, sitting there listening to everybody and programming. And Mike called the whole development team up to join him up on the stage, and he seemed reluctant to put down his computer and come up there.
That's the kind of dedication we need, yes.
So, I mean, he is really so. Anyway, you know, he's there talking about some concepts in 3.2 and some of the things that frustrate him and what's going to change is that sort of thing. But anyway, so once many of the people got together and the development team started showing up, then we finally went to dinner. Mike had shown up by that time. Mike showed up right before dinner. Mm-hmm. Mike and his colleague Acid Burn. Well, you guys have seen some of the pictures from the dinner, so we had a pretty full crowd by Friday night.
Yeah, David, I was wondering, how much did you actually eat? It looks like you were spending all your time taking pictures instead of eating.
I didn't do too bad in the eating department. I mean,
did Francis force feed you or something?
No. Francis was always
at the other
end of the
table. Do we have any photos of the food?
Hmm?
Did we grab any photos of the food? I don't think we have too much. I was actually wondering.
Yes. Yes, I just uploaded one last night. Take a look. It's Birdie eating it, though. I have two photos of Birdie eating food.
Careful. You don't want that food to get crusted on his fur.
No, really. I'll post the link in the chat room. Of the,
also
you do that.
Also one of Birdie drinking wine.
Yes, we do.
There was no lack of wine, right?
Right.
No, absolutely not.
No, Birdie got a little wine spilled on his fur also. That was kind of bad, but yeah. There's the link, Douglas. You can post that in the chat room.
Found it.
So that has all the links, all the photos from London Invasion. And Yuri, you could see down at the bottom, there's a photo with him eating one of the that was Friday. So he was eating the food from Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's Yuri's food that he's eating, actually, in that picture.
So Yuri's the one that starved.
Yes, I think he did. I mean, Yuri didn't need a whole lot.
He goes, the first day I just didn't eat at all. I wasn't feeling too great. And I was, the very first day, actually, nobody wanted to start first. And I kept saying, go ahead and eat. And everyone was sitting there until Dave Rathbun finally said, all right, I'm digging in.
Stop time.
And, so he started it.
See, I'm like that, too. I don't ever want to be the first person to eat because I'm always worried that someone will yell at me for eating or being like a pig or something.
I don't care. I'll do it.
Good.
You know what was funny? Everybody was kind of quiet the first dinner. I mean, when we walked in, everybody was like dead silent. And so it was kind of weird because, you know, everybody knew each other, but they didn't know each other because, you know, we knew each other over the internet and they never met.
For all you know, there's imposters in here, people pretending to be here for the free dinner.
You could pretty much test them out with knowledge and find out. But so everybody was pretty silent, but that was really the only silent time we had. Because then from that point on, the teams wouldn't shut up. I mean, literally.
It was only for a few minutes at the first dinner that it was silence. After that, everyone started talking with each other just about random things.
Secret stuff.
Yes, absolutely. I had a great talk with Mark the Demon at the first dinner, and everyone had that kind of things.
Mm-hmm. And of course,
I thought it was all fairly seamless. Adam showed up, David said, Ash and I had shown up on Thursday to make sure that everything was ready, and Adam showed up a little bit after that, also on Thursday, and I thought it was fairly seamless. He just came in, and we all knew who he was. We had seen photos of him, so we were like, hey, there's Adam. Mm. And I think there wasn't an uncomfortable moment there at all. We just picked up where we left on IRC. So it was just kind of like...
Yeah, I think it was never, ever uncomfortable because everybody just sort of knew each other. And even when you didn't know exactly what somebody looked like, well, it was funny, you know, you build sort of a mental profile of what somebody should look like if you haven't seen a picture of them.
Yeah, I know.
And then you try and match it up. Now, the funny thing is, Andreas is that one person where the mental profile matched exactly to what he looked like. He was like the only person that it actually matched. All these other people, I had built a mental profile of what they look like, and I missed completely. But not...
Yeah. It's the same problem with radio. You know, trying to listen to radio or a podcast, for that matter. Just listen to audio, and then you finally see the picture of the guy. It's like, what?
And at the Saturday morning, there was a secret team meeting. And when you came in at the morning... Around 9 o'clock, the first people came in, and everyone was just sitting around with laptops and not talking, but using ISC to communicate with each other instead of talking.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. Everybody went on to their more comfortable method of communication, which is IRC.
Yes, absolutely.
I guess we finally started talking, but that was a really good meeting.
Yeah.
We discussed a lot of things, secret things I can't talk about, but it was fantastic. I think we made a lot of progress in some areas and decided on some things and talked about changes that will be made and all kinds of stuff.
Now, on Saturday, you had meetings all day.
Yeah, it was all day.
It was just one great meeting, and several things were discussed within the teams about several things, and we had a few presentations, like from the development team about things, and that kind of things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it wasn't like we broke off into the individual teams, like the mod team didn't really break off and then just discuss mod stuff or anything like that. Yeah, because then Daniel would have been sitting by himself talking to himself.
That's just funnier than it should be.
The lone representative of the Styles team.
How did we get some Styles in the forum for the first time in a year and a half?
So, it was just pretty much whole team meetings. It was just, you know, everybody... discussed with one another, and we discussed everything from website to 3.2, 3.0, even support for 2.0.
Really, you guys are reconsidering?
No, I didn't say that. I just said discussing support for 2.0.
Discussing how quickly you can get rid of it, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh. How fast? Wondering how fast that toilet can flush.
That's what you need. You need to give. When you guys officially retire support for PHP BB3, you need a picture of Birdie holding a plumber. A plunger.
A plumber. That would be funnier.
That would be funny.
Oh, the things we say on this show. We still haven't gotten over the Quack and Assassinate team yet.
The domain.
Yeah, rumor has it you guys were talking about some of the things in PHP BB 3.2 that have never been discussed yet.
Rumor, eh? Who's rumor?
I can tell you it was a lot of 3.2 stuff that even us as fellow team members had not heard before. That was discussed. So much of that was discussed on Saturday, and then Mike did a presentation with that where he underscored many, many, many things to come in 3.2 that really surprised me. I had no idea they were going to consider some of the stuff they talked about.
Wow. Any ETA on when it gets to be leaked to the public?
It's done when it's done. And it's there when it's there.
Leaked to the public. No, leaked to the public, not...
Not released. Leaked information about what's coming. When do we get to find out about the secret stuff?
The day after you get sued.
Where's your lawyer, Yuri?
Sitting right next to me.
Don't tell me Birdie is your lawyer.
Oh, yeah. There are three of them. I have a team.
Hey, wait. Don't you have more than that?
Oh, I have, let me see. Right now, 11, yes. But three are the different ones I have.
11? Wait a second.
Yes. How did 11,
you get 11?
Yes. Oh, there are stories there that you definitely don't want to hear about how that came about.
Really? That I don't want to hear? Okay.
Soon I'll have something around 261. Yeah.
Yeah. He bought them on the black market, and he he bought them on the black market, and he doesn't want anybody to know.
Next month I'll be an authorized reseller, so I'll actually have like a freight of 200, 250. I think.
Unauthorized reseller, huh?
Yep. I'll tell you what. All right. So after the Saturday team meeting, which just went on and on.
Yeah.
That never one seemed to stop. But
by the way, there's about two or three team members in the mod IRC channel. They're slapping me for no reason.
It has a reason, actually. It was.
Yeah. There is a reason. Yeah. Something.
That wasn't me. Paul is telling him to Oh, man, you guys. I don't know why I associate myself with you, but there's a good reason for it.
And Douglas, be glad that there are only three of us here in Skype. Because at the team dinner, you know, the team meetings and the team dinner, there was, what, like 30 of us or something like that?
Yeah,
I have to go count again. I don't know exactly how many we had, but it was quite a lot.
32.
I was told that you guys were slapping Paul quite a bit. Were those literal slaps, or
were a couple there?
Really?
No, yeah. Not really.
I'm not sure if it was Paul or not, but yeah, there were a couple of slaps going around.
Hmm.
I slapped only at a few times, not that much.
I think you guys should just be glad that you can't bring trout into the country. Otherwise, that would be good.
But you can go buy your own salmon and do salmon instead.
Not
salmon.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or caught.
I couldn't get deep-fried pickle hearts into the country. I tried. No, I didn't. I really did not try.
I will inform customs if you ever come to one of these things. I will tell customs. You have these pickle hearts that are codenamed for a bomb.
No.
You will get stopped and frisked.
No.
It'll happen, and they'll take them away.
No, trust me. Deep fried pickle hearts are only a fictional phenomenon. Anyway.
Sure.
Let's go to... So Sunday was Londonvasion. Tell us about Londonvasion, the real deal. How did Sunday go?
That went kind of interesting. It started late because we really weren't that ready.
No, that's a lie.
Okay,
we weren't. It's true.
It's a lie.
All right, Mr. Invasion Coordinator.
We started late because no one showed. Well, not no one, but there were people coming in for a while, and that's why we started late.
We were still trying to get stuff together. It kind of gave us a good opportunity. It's like, okay, well, not many people are here anyway, so we can get all our stuff together because we weren't completely together with everything.
Mm-hmm. I think it was fairly expected that it wouldn't start at 9 o'clock. At least I didn't have these false ideas of it actually starting at 9. Like all concerts, you know, they start at 7 and then they actually start at like 11. So
take your word for it.
So I didn't have these false senses that, you know, that we would actually start at 9 o'clock sharp, even though we did write that. Of course, that wasn't. So we started at 10, which I thought was actually fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was more reasonable, I'd say.
So, we did have to set a few things up, but I think we could have started early if there was a lot of people there. And again, it depends on how you define started, because presentations were not the only part of that conference. So while we were all setting up, people were meeting each other and sort of getting to know each other. So I think we actually started when, as soon as you walked in the door, you started.
So in a way, that hour for socializing you had at the end got moved to the beginning.
Yes.
Right. Pretty much, yeah. Even though we continued to socialize for 3 or 4 hours afterwards.
Hey, that's what it's all about, right?
3 or 4 hours? What, did we go to bed at... Oh, we didn't go to bed at all, but...
No, we didn't. I think some of
5:30.
It continued to go for... You know what? Londonvasion itself lasted 24 hours, literally.
There you go.
We just didn't go to bed at all.
Yeah.
So we kind of got both instead.
Only a few team members are going to sleep.
I ejected at 3 a.m., so...
I think I was going to sleep around 2 a.m., man.
Yeah, I know Adam didn't go to sleep until 8 a.m., so he was running on an hour of sleep, and then we walked 14 miles around London. So by the time we were taking our train back, he was pretty dead tired.
Well, Adam, Kenny, Ash, and I, we just went and got breakfast. I think it was probably around 6:30 when we were all sitting around and said, well, we might as well go and get breakfast because it's free. So we went ahead and just went and got breakfast. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, and then Adam left, and then we left to go home. So,
wait, did we already get through Londonvasion already? Or?
This was the next morning.
Oh, we need to talk about Londonvasion first.
Why? That's not so important.
The whole reason you're over there. You guys didn't just go over there to have fun. Well, I hope not.
Yes. Presentations we did already know, so why should we talk about it? It's much more important.
Yeah, we saw the presentations already, Douglas. We know what they look like.
What do you guys think was like the biggest thing that happened in the presentations? I just put a link in the chat room. Dave Rathbun had a great blog where he covered probably the best coverage of the presentations that happened there at Londonvasion, so you can look at that. But I want you guys to tell, what was like the best part of the presentations that you guys thought took place there?
I would say definitely Mike's presentation on 3.2 and that whole thing. At least for me, that was the most fascinating, best thing. Because that's our future of PHPBB right there.
Talk about anything new in that session?
You'll
see, won't you? As soon as the video goes up, we'll see exactly.
Okay, be sure to watch that one. All right.
I thought Henry's was the best on security.
Ooh.
I thought that was hilarious.
You mean he did it in a funny way?
It was really humorous.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
XSS ahead. That was great.
That's going to be hard to say. Paul, your favorite?
I go also for Mike's one. Mike's presentation about the 3.2.
Mm-hmm. So you also like Mike's on 3.2. I asked, is anyone in the chat room that attended and have a had a favorite they wanted to share? how did that? Now last week we did attempt here on PHP BB Weekly to do that a live stream of the last session, the question and answer session. And thanks to, I think, all of you guys, we had a whole a crack team of team members trying to help us to get it working. David sure did a lot of work on that. Eric helped out. I don't remember who else helped out.
Yeah, I also did help a bit.
Yeah, well, as you know, Saturday, and, well, actually every day, including Saturday, we had just lousy internet. I mean, it was literally the worst internet I've ever had at a hotel. And, you know, and it was... It was ridiculous. You couldn't do anything on it. It was so bad. So
that's why I went to San Francisco. These hotels do have good internet.
No, they have. So we had them get a router switch for Sunday. So we had much faster internet. They told us it was going to be like 54 megabit. We're like frowning. Like what? You have 54
well, no. I mean, again. No one actually believed that. As soon as the guy said 54 megabits, I said, "Are you sure you're not just saying what's on the back of the, you know, the G router box?" And I'm pretty sure that's what they did. So I don't think anyone was actually expecting 54, but at least it was stable.
No, nobody was expecting 54. We all frowned and were like, "Okay, whatever they say." But
it was fast enough to support the stream, at least.
Well, yeah, we ended up getting like 6 megabits down and about 1 up, I'd say.
Yeah, maybe something like that it was.
Yeah. But,
you know, it was hard for me because between us last week, we trying to get you guys on the regularly scheduled show, and that didn't work out, and then I had to make the whole show up on top of my head. Then I went and canceled the live stream. Then right after I finished that, David emailed me saying, oh, it's going to happen. They're giving us a good internet connection. I had to go and recreate everything.
Well, I knew it was going – when we were trying to get on to you know, for Skype, on Saturday, I knew that the live stream was going to happen. I said, when I told Paul, I said, because I wasn't near my computer, I said, Paul, make sure you tell Douglas that even if he cancels today, not to cancel tomorrow, because the live stream is going to have more of a likelihood of happening than the podcast today. And I was right, because I knew we were going to have some sort of stable internet for Sunday.
You better find a new hotel.
So that's what we did, and that's why, you know, that worked. But, you know, I brought a power amp, a tube preamp is what it was, for the line from the console. But I didn't bring a quarter inch cable. I only brought a XLR, and it didn't have XLR outs for the auxiliary. So that was why it went straight from that to the computer, and I was able to record the whole thing. But Skype doesn't like unpowered input. And that's why I couldn't get it to work on my computer. I think Paul tried. He couldn't get it to work. Adam tried. Yeah. He couldn't get it to work. And it was XP, Vista, OS X. And then we brought Eric's computer over. And for some reason, his Skype liked it.
You sure it wasn't the computer?
Well, we
weren't sure what the problem was, really. And Windows and Mac saw input, but Skype didn't saw anything. So it was probably a Skype problem.
Yeah, it was a Skype problem because Skype was the only application that didn't recognize it. I mean, I could record the input from any other application or thing, and it was fine. But Skype did not recognize it as a valid input, and it was on all the computers that we tried except for Eric's. For some reason, Eric's was different, and so we were finally able to do the stream through Eric's computer.
Thank you so much, Eric, for that lucky break. I hope you guys have reported that as a Skype bug by now.
No, I don't think we did.
Do that.
No. David. Well, next time that sort of thing happens, I'll make sure I bring a quarter-inch cable, and then I'll have the preamp power that in. Because I've done that before. I've done line-in, but I've never done it unpowered. I've always done it through a preamp. So that's why I'm like, I've tested this before, and it's worked before. That's why it was totally baffling. But
see, this is what I find strange. I've got friends who do podcasts, and they have this like elaborate setup with fancy microphones and interesting stands and mixers and things like that. And I don't know what half of it is. I just use my computer's built-in mic and GarageBand, and that's enough for me. So I don't know half what you're saying here, David. So I just You got it to work, and that's what matters.
That's what matters, yeah. And unfortunately, it took a long time, but we finally did get it going and had a great panel discussion. I did listen to a little bit of the recording, and it's fantastic quality. So it was probably a lot better even recorded on my end than what you would have gotten on your end.
That's why we're going to use yours. Yes, we're going to use yours, because ours is mostly for the purpose of streaming it.
Now, I did miss a few minutes. I'm hoping you got at least the first few minutes of the
somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay.
Well, we have our video line in, and that's perfect. If you take a look at the videos, which you can't do at the moment, but you will.
Well, the videos will be coming out this week, right?
Hopefully. Adam needs to finish editing them, and then we're going to make a page, which actually I've started on already. So at this point, now hopefully we'll be able to actually get those out there. Hopefully nobody will attack the server and basically DOS it, but
Don't give any ideas.
At the moment, it looks like we'll be ready. Yeah.
And as for David's audio, are you releasing that on phpbb.com as well, David? Or
The whole audio that I recorded?
Yeah. Or do you want to put that on London Invasion Central?
That's a lot of audio. I sent it to Adam already, and he's going to match it up with his video.
Oh, so you're going to combine it for the video.
Yeah,
well, that's what he's doing. He's incorporating the presentations in there as well, so you'll pretty much have the feeling like you were there.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully.
I don't think it's going to be. It's not going to be everything on there.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the entire London Vision presentations. It will be a lot of stuff and maybe a montage. I don't know. I don't know exactly how Adam is going to do it, but
Wait. What do you mean? No. It's definitely going to be all the presentations. There's absolutely. We're cutting it down into separate presentations. So you'll have basically a description, and you'll have Mike's presentation, and then it'll go on to Dave's presentation and Henry's presentation, and so on. It'll be separate videos, and you'll be able to download those videos, and they'll incorporate the presentations if possible. So you'll have everything other than the idle chit chat and the breaks and stuff. That's going to be cut out. Obviously, I'm sure you don't want to see that. But otherwise, it should be just about everything. That's the point.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of surprised, but all right.
Why are you surprised?
Well, I was just kind of surprised everything was going to be on there, but I know much of it was, but whatever. That's fine.
No, they will figure it out, and all I have to do is link to it. I love this. I love this deal. Don't have to do anything but link to it. I'm actually going to just let you guys take care of all of it. I'm going to skip that best of episode I was going to do on PHPBB Weekly. We'll just go with that. So yeah, I'm just going to let you guys all do all the work, and I'm just going to link to it, and that's it. So more power to you. All right. So London Invasion, that ended. What did you guys do after London Invasion? Did you like party or sleep or?
Well, I'm not. Well, as you know, many people just didn't go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And most everybody stayed up, well past 1 a.m., and people finally started to leave between 1 and 5 before they kicked everybody out of the room at 5 a.m.
Oh, wow.
The next morning, in fact, on the London Invasion, the Magnificent Seven picture shows everybody who went on the trek to London. Niels, Daniel, Adam, Kenny, Francis, Paul and myself, and actually, what's kind of funny about that is that that's a representative from every team: Neil's development team, Daniel Styles' team, Adam's support team, Kenny is from the moderator team, Paul is from the moderator team, and Francis and myself from the mod team. So we actually had a representative from every single team there. Well, except website team.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, but oh well. If it exists. Yes, I'm asking David to get the link to it. Christian in the chat room will get that.
From the Dominic team.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Dominic DH Nub team.
Well, the interesting thing about the website team is that many other people from other teams are on the website team. For example, I'm on the website team. So
put that on the site.
Why? Point and purpose.
Because it looks like Dominic is a loner or something like that.
Well, the website team is actually fairly large, and so it's not. There's no real point, you know. Everybody manages their own section. It's not like just managing the website. You know, you're managing different portions of it. You know, that sort of thing. So, mod documentation, KB articles, or the KB itself, the trackers, you know, stuff like that. So, everybody has the ability, a lot of people have the ability to go in and change stuff. So, that would make them on the website team.
So, where did you guys see in London, and how was it? Give us your travel blog or something.
Yeah, it's a whole another blog in and of itself. London was, I really, really liked London. I was really surprised. I heard it was nice, but it really surprised me how nice it was. But anyway, we started around Buckingham Palace and then just walked like 14 miles towards, in the general direction of the London Tower, went and saw the Crown Jewels, across the London Bridge, or the London Tower Bridge. And then, just continue walking. And as we went, we sort of lost people because Paul had to eventually leave early because he had a train he had a plane to catch. And then Kenny had a plane to catch. So, you know, we were down to like five people. And then, so Daniel left. And the next day on Tuesday, then it was just Niels, Adam, Francis, and myself. And then midday, Niels had to leave for his plane. So then it was just Adam, Francis, and myself. So we finally got down to that three.
For the whole group?
Yeah, for the last part of the Tuesday sightseeing tours.
Mm. So you two, so David, you, Francis, and Adam were the last to leave.
No, I think Yuri was actually the last to leave London.
I was just about to ask.
You know, the captain always goes down with a ship.
Exactly.
Well, the ship never went down, so the captain just got off.
Good. What were you doing, Yuri, this whole time?
Panicking mostly, and staying cool on the outside.
After
just relaxing and sleeping, and then I went to Ash's Neothermics house, and we did some more relaxing there, and that was pretty much it. And then we went and saw the castle there, and I think Ash will tell you what castle it is. I have no idea what the castle is. Lots of photos, though.
Where?
Rochester.
Rochester.
It's okay. In Kent.
Christian in the chat room asks, did you guys ride on a traditional London bus?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, we did. You mean the two-decker bus? I'm guessing.
Yeah.
It's the one
that asked the question. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a Volvo two-decker bus, and yes, we went up and sat at the top.
Yeah, he said that's it.
And that was kind of interesting. Every time it made a big turn, you were just kind of holding your breath, hoping tip over.
Okay, sorry.
I'm kind of a big public transit geek. Did you guys get to go on the London Underground?
Yes, we did. Their underground system kind of sucks really bad.
Really? How bad is it?
Really? Why?
Yes. Because they have, depending on where you're going, it doesn't like all interconnect. You have to do all these transitions to get on different lines. And, like for example, we went to the Windsor Castle.
Yes.
Oh, no, wait, let's see. We didn't come back from the Windsor Castle on the train. We went to, what was it called? Hampton Palace Gardens. Which is away from London a bit, and then we went to the train station there, and it was like £18 a person to get back to a place near the Heathrow. So we still would have had to pay another at least £4 per person to get to our hotels. So it would have been like £22, which is like $44 just to travel some 20 miles.
Boy, and I thought BART was expensive here in San Francisco. That's cheap compared to what they have to deal with. Wow.
Yeah, so
sure, it's expensive, but that's not the underground. That's the actual train. The underground is £4 anywhere, which is still quite a bit. But
the train and the underground system are kind of together because we rode from London to Heathrow, and it was underground, really far underground. I mean, we're talking like I think it was like the lowest underground location, subway in the world or something like that. But anyway.
There is one station, yeah. There's one station that's the lowest in the world, the biggest escalator in the world.
That's the one we went to.
But that's fine. But I mean, because they're together. You can get on. You can get from the underground to the train, or from the train to the underground.
What it is? Okay, so we were down at the underground, and then as we went to Heathrow, it went up until we broke overground, and then it was just like a regular train.
Well, yeah,
average subway.
But that doesn't. Yeah, our subway goes overground. New York overground is in some places.
BART goes overground actually about half the time.
Yeah, so...
Now, Ashley's asking, which is a very fine question, what line were you on?
Yeah, we have like three people in the chat room I know are from like the London area, so they're really curious to know what you
guys actually, he'll probably listen.
You can tell, because he's listening.
It was the Piccadilly line.
The Piccadilly line cost you 18 pounds?
No, not that one. That one cost us 4 pounds. Yeah. The one that we tried to catch from Hampton Palace Garden... there was a train station near there, it's a train station.
Okay, which station Ash is now asking?
Well, that would have been Hampton something. I don't remember exactly. It was, Hampton or Hampton Palace station or Hampton.
The point stands, though, that you did took a train. I mean, the 18 pounds was a train. Now, in New York, I mean,
we didn't take that train. No, sirree. We called a taxi.
All right. Oh. Well, my parents are now actually in New Jersey, where I am right now, so I'm staying here until the end of the summer, and then probably moving out, definitely moving out somewhere. And it costs me $18 to get from New York here on the train. So
that sounds cheap. In a sense. That sounds cheap compared to what we were doing in London.
So in a sense, right, but in a sense, I mean, sure, it's more expensive, but I don't think it's crazy expensive, and that's not the underground.
Yeah, just think about for example, the buses that go from the airport to the hotels, they're like 4 pounds a person, which is $8.
Yes,
that is. So, and you're just going basically on the other side of the airport.
We're definitely very, very expensive. We actually said that. I mean, even Ash said that. So that definitely they overcharge for that. But listen, I mean, you know,
the Heathrow Express was 18 pounds a person. So we took the slower train there, or the slower subway, which was 4 pounds a person from London. The station that we went to specifically so that we could get on the Piccadilly line, because it's pretty much a straight shot in from there. You don't have to change trains. So
right.
That was good. But it just took a long time. I think it took like 40 minutes.
And so any other big things from your week-long trek at London that you wanted to tell us about?
Not everyone did the same on Monday morning. Maybe I did just sitting in the hotel for the morning with Chris and Marek and just talking about a bit. Oh, and Jury and Ashley also, of course. And just sitting and after that going to the McDonald's to eat for lunch.
Ew, McDonald's.
Yes, of course.
There was a McDonald's next door. It's like the... Okay, when you went to pay for your own rooms for Tuesday and Wednesday, they would charge you like £17 per person per night for breakfast. Okay. And you're like, that's insane. So.
And
£17? Good grief. These really are like expensive places.
Yeah, and so we omitted breakfast and... And went to McDonald's next door instead.
Okay, I know, Beth. I can see that. All right.
So, yeah, I mean, McDonald's wasn't all bad.
All right, whatever.
The breakfast was wonderful. I thought the breakfast was amazing there.
From the real hotel breakfast, you mean?
No. This was like a restaurant. You walk in and they have fresh squeezed juice, and then they have, like, various eggs and stuff. It was really, really quite good. And I thought the breakfast there was better than the dinner. I thought it was amazing. So, and the dinner was great too. So that's saying something.
I had the same feeling when I went to China a month and a half ago. The breakfast was always better than the dinner. Of course, when they have American style.
The dinner was great. Again, I'm surprised we didn't take photos of the dinner. We really should have actually gone ahead and just taken pictures of the plates.
See, if you did that here in the United States, they would think that you were some kind of a spy agency there or a terrorist training group that was trying to take pictures of, you know, possible targets and things like that. So They would be suspicious about you. Oh, he's taking pictures of the food. He's got little teddy bears all over here.
Unfortunately, I ran out of battery for my camera because I forgot to charge it after London Invasion. So by Monday, I only had like 30% battery left to do the entire day. Ouch. On a 40-mile walk. And so, yeah, I ran out. But on Tuesday, we were good. Took like 450 pictures of palaces,
Dukes.
Axles, castles.
Dukes. Of Dukes, of course.
Dukes, yes. Paul's favorite. The pictures that I took for Doug, I'm like, this one's for Paul right here.
we were looking, David, on the discussion topic. It's like, wow, David likes ducks. Either that or the stress of being in a foreign country starting to quack him up a bit.
Well, I'm not sure if you guys know, but I had a 7300 millimeter lens, and that was the first time I actually had an opportunity to use it. So I was like, I don't care if these are mallards here and we've got them like everywhere in the U.S. I'm taking pictures of them because it was really cool.
They don't look like this. Okay. All right. On Tuesday, Yuri posted a thing on the announcements forum titled Beyond London Invasion 2008 about how historic the event was. And then yesterday, Henry put a thing on the blog about things we took from London. And so it looks like the teams, at the very least, thought that this was a very useful event for them.
Oh, yes. But, well, remember that London Invasion was initially planned to just be a team meeting, you know, real-life team meeting. And it was decided later on to open it up to the public as well. Mm-hmm. And so really any turnout would have been, whether it was a lot or a little, it didn't really matter. It was beneficial to us to just see the rest of the team members there.
Mm-hmm. The plans of London Invasion are from end 2006 and are just made every time a bit more extension, and every time something else came with it. So the first case is only a few team members were coming, and then everyone, and then with non-team members also.
When I joined the team, in fact, I remember looking at the topic because there was already a topic talking about real-life team meeting. Now, it wasn't decided where it was going to be, but, I mean, when I joined the teams, which was June 2007, there was already a discussion about it. So, yeah. It's been in the planning for quite a while.
Yes, this has been a long time coming. Yeah, we've been talking about this for a very long time. Go ahead.
I think we started with talking when Yuri and I joined the team at the same time nearly. John started at that moment talking with Niels about it, and then it came together, really.
Yes, I mean, yeah, and it was said before that. I mean, John is attributed with sort of starting the actual planning of it, or at least mentioning that seriously, we should actually do this.
You mean John Stanley?
Yes.
Yes, Jonathan Stanley, but I think it made sense.
Did he make it to London Invasion?
Yes, he did. He was there. I have pictures of it, of him there.
He said that it would be a good idea, and that so we decided that we would go ahead and sort of research whether or not this could be done, and then at one point it was said that we should go ahead and do it, and then it was decided that it was London, and as David said, it was originally going to be an event simply for the team and not for the public, and then someone said it might have actually been me. If we're all already there, we might as well go ahead and actually get together with others and
look. That's how you got the job, right?
Oh, sure, yeah, let's say that's
that's how it always works.
I don't even remember how Yuri got the job, but it was basically, it was just a consensus. It was like, you know what, let's have, people there, because, I mean, we're doing a conference anyway. We were meeting there anyway, why not make it a conference of sorts?
It turned out to be a very good idea.
So we really didn't want it to be like an actual conference, and so I think that's why everybody was kind of reluctant to post a schedule of the event, because it was kind of meant to meet people and stuff, but, you know, obviously we turned it into a conference, sort of.
So what's next? As in, like, going into next year, future conferences, anything? What's going to be coming up? Or do we not know yet?
We don't even know yet, I think.
We don't know yet, but we know that we want to do this again next year.
Somewhere else, or still in London?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Not in London again.
Like, United States, perhaps?
The other side of the pond, maybe, yeah.
I think when you watch the video, I sort of hinted as to more Western than London, and if you know your geography, more Western than London.
United States.
It still has to be easy.
Or the ocean, I mean, the Atlantic.
Right. It still has to be easy for European members to come over. And but in the United States, so I mean, to us, I think, at least to me, New York City sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah, as much as I would like you guys to come to San Francisco, I mean,
not happening.
There aren't really very many people near San Francisco. The closest person to here is you got one team member in Los Angeles. You have a lot more team members on the East Coast.
There's two members in California. I don't remember exactly where Caesar lives, but he lives in California, Prototech.
Well, he's not on the map.
I think he is on the map. Did you check recently?
I don't know how recently. That was fairly recent.
I'm pretty sure he's on the map.
I will have to go and look, but probably isn't.
Yeah, he is on the map. Oh, wait. No, he's not. My bad, he's not on the map.
Okay. I was going
to
say.
Yes, he is on the map. There he is. Okay. So he lives right next to Blue over here. Okay. So Blue is
Southern
Darcy.
California?
Yeah. Darcy and...
Okay.
If you have to zoom way in because the blue square and the pink square are pretty much right next to each other.
Problem.
It's actually three, David. There's actually three team members in California.
Yeah.
You know how... Okay, I see it now. But you know... From here to Southern California is actually long enough. It's about an hour-long plane ride. I mean, it's actually shorter to get between Washington, D.C. and New York City than it is to get from San Francisco to Los Angeles.
Sure.
Washington, D.C. to New York City is a couple of states, so. You see my dilemma. So, but, you know, I will say that if it's at least in the United States, that means airfare will be a lot cheaper.
Well, yes, for who, I guess, that's the question, but it allows...
For me. That's all I got.
It opens up the United States for everyone, and then also, of course, everyone from Europe is also able to make it, because it's not as far away as, say, in California. But it does isolate Asia, I guess, so if anyone is coming from Asia, that trip would be a lot more difficult. And it does make, for our Australian team members and New Zealand, it does make it a little bit easier to come to the United States. I guess, well, maybe it doesn't. That's a curious question. Would they be coming from... They probably wouldn't. They'd be probably flying through California.
You know, David, you guys, maybe what you should do is do, like, some kind of online 24-hour conference or something like that, and do it over, like, you know, some kind of audio thing, and people can join in and listen in and do things like that.
That's always a lot more difficult to organize than a live team meeting, because when people fly in, then they're there and they're not anywhere else. They're obviously going to actually show up. Whereas if you do a team meeting even or anything like that online, people will be busy. They'll say, you know, I can make it for 2 hours and then I have to go. And then there are always audio connection problems and things like that. So
that's true.
So even if we were to buy everyone a camera and say, you know, here's a camera, sit there for 12 hours and talk. Not many would actually do it.
That's true. Okay,
you would do it. I would do it.
Well, we do something like this every week on that year.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think we could do it for like 12 hours. We'd be like, you know what? I got better things to do.
I don't.
For my whole day. I have horses. They need me to run them around.
Well, I'll definitely say congratulations, you guys, for getting through the first London invasion. And although there were a significant number of hiccups that were unexpected, I say for the first time you guys have done something like this, you guys did a pretty good job.
I think the congratulation goes to Yuri for setting everything up and making everything run smoothly. He did a fantastic job organizing it and putting it all together, taking care of everything. And I must say, those badges were pretty cool.
Oh, I saw the picture of the leftover badges. Yeah.
Last badges. I was doing it right before going for the flight, and there was the taxi was outside as they were printing. I mean, I'm not lying. I was running out, and I had just thought of the plan, and then midway through them, I figured, why don't I make them double sided? And I had to start it all over again.
Oh.
So
the avatars on those, that's cool. You know.
So.
Yeah. If you guys do one in the United States and I'm able to go, oh boy, will PHP be weekly be doing a heck of a lot of stuff there. Yeah.
That'll be easy, much easier. There are much more high-speed connections in New York. And, I mean, we learned a lot. So, for instance, now I think if we do another hotel, I'm sure that we'll check the internet and we'll sort of have the speeds in writing and things like that. Now,
maybe stay there for a night or two before a few months before the event, you know. Test drive everything.
Yeah. The reason why the internet was down for so much, I actually had a meeting with the manager of the hotel the day afterwards, and then he gave me a call back. And the reason why the internet was so bad is that they were having trouble with the connection. And they had spent 2 weeks fixing it, as they told us. But they made a mistake and that their lines were down. So that's why it was – and it wasn't broken completely. It was just that it was really slow and disconnecting constantly. So, but their setup is also quite weird.
It wasn't hardly working at all, but it wasn't broken completely.
It's weird. They have wireless routers in places, but they don't have the same network name. It's basically the secondary network names were different. So Windows would see, or whatever you're using, would see it as different networks, even though they had the same SSID. So in essence, every time it would find a stronger connection, it would try to connect to that connection and then think, you know, that's a different connection. Let's disconnect. And that's why it kept dropping. That's their fault. But the connection speed itself, I guess, was not their fault, according to what they said. So we wouldn't have that problem in New York.
Hopefully.
Right. A lot of places. I mean, heck, even here, I can get internet radio and have 15 megabits download and 10 megabits up.
Mm-hmm. Well,
looking better than that here, yeah.
Well, yeah, but you don't care.
Hopefully we won't have a problem. Well, most hotels in New York have a fiber line, and I was surprised that they didn't.
Yeah.
So I guess anything in New York really has a fiber line.
Okay, guys, I'm going to move on now, but thanks for that great update from London Invasion. And, of course, the last week I want to say this, because it won't be staying up for very much longer, but LondonVasion.info, whenever anything else comes out, photos, audio, video, whenever you guys get stuff out on phpbb.com from LondonVasion, I'll be keeping that up to date with links and stuff like that. And that's going to be the last week I'm going to talk about it. So, yeah. LondonVasion is over. We're going to get ready to move on. And be sure to keep an eye on those videos, because what it sounds like, there was some lot very interesting stuff that came out there. Keep an eye open for that.
Yes.
I wanted to do a brief update before we go to the modern style of the week. We have been paying attention on PHP BB Weekly to the PHPBBHacks.com Idol tournament they've been doing. They're currently now in the middle of round two, which means that they've now eliminated 8 contenders in both the styles and the hack/mods category. And so there's now 8 choices to choose from, and round 2 is open till Monday evening. You get to go and vote in each of the 8 categories to get a little closer to see who gets to win the big prizes. And interestingly enough, even one of the team members is participating over there. Apparently, Evilheart's getting himself into the act, and so that will be very interesting to see how that turns out. You can go to there will be a link to it. I'm pasting into the chat room right now, and we'll be going into our show notes as well. And David also linked me to the reminder that the styles team posted their details on what they will be doing as they get ready to phase out support for PHP BB2. David, since I'm not there yet, do you want to describe it?
Okay, January 1st, 2009, no new or updated PHPBB2 styles will be accepted into the styles database.
Uh-huh.
And the PHPBB2 styles forums, which include the styles database releases and the styles development and discussion, will remain open until May 1st, 2009, when they will be closed and hidden from public view. At that point, all downloads for PHPBB2 styles will be removed, may be removed from the site.
Do you think that there will be a PHPBB3 style appearing in the styles database before January 1st, 2009?
I actually do think that that will happen.
We might get
one. Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
Whichever.
No, I think we will get some. As soon as they start actually working on validating them.
Whichever style is the first one to show up in the styles forum, I will make that the style of the week here. Just to celebrate the fact that we can pick a style from the styles database again.
David, they are actually already validating. Only until now, they have only denied mods of styles. Sorry,
styles.
Because of old PHP versions,
yeah.
Or this kind of things. So they are already validating, but they just don't approve styles already.
Mm-hmm.
Styles is harder because styles are a lot more dependent on different releases of PHPBB3 or just PHPBB in general. Like mods, there's a better chance that a mod can survive a PHPBB update than not, but styles are really dependent on them very often.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult because whenever a new version comes out, then the teams have to go and like deny a whole bunch of styles, which is kind of disappointing. So. Well, anyway, the mod style of the week, the mod of the week is an interesting one, which I just had up. Here we go. It's called Highlight from Search Engine by Joe Burt. Joe Burt. And this mod is an interesting one. You know how if you use the search on PHP in PHPBB, you search for something and you click on the topic that comes up, then PHPBB will actually highlight any instances of the text that you were searching for. Well, this mod extends that so that if someone uses Google, MSN search, or Yahoo search to find a post or a topic on your site, then it will go ahead and you do the exact same word highlighting from searches that came from those search engines. So it's a bit of a bonus way to welcome people in who are searching for things and happen on the web and happen to find your forum. And so it's a nice little mod that I thought was a clever idea. And so that's the mod of the week, Highlight from Search Engine by Joe Burt. And as for this style, I don't know what RPG stands for. The style is called Dark Fantasy. It's described as a dark blue and gray RPG theme style by Daniel X. And looking at the slowly loading demo, I'm not sure how you describe this. David, are you looking at this?
I am not. I don't have the link for it. No, wait, I do.
Barry Carlin in the chat room says RPG stands for role-playing game. So
yes, it does.
I don't know. It just looks like sort of a... It's
well, hang on. Let me go find it because I'm not finding. Okay, here we go. All
the
right,
first
sorry.
Word that pops find in my head is kind of like it's medieval or something. Kind of like that's like a stone slate or stone tablet or something.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah, it looks like it's based on Subsilver 2.
Yes.
And so kind of a darkish style, but not completely dark, and it does look like a light stone background.
Yeah. We have some engravings in it. There's like a little picture of a scroll on the upper left.
Yeah, so probably more medieval type of look with just kind of that stone plus medieval type look.
It's certainly very interesting. I really like how he's done the the top of tables and things. How he has little sideways going stripes.
Mm-hmm. And this is a fixed width style.
Yeah. And so it's certainly an eye catcher, and that's kind of why I picked it. So it almost looks very authentic, like you could touch it and feel the stone in a way. So
yeah, it's kind of cool.
So that's the style of the week, and I just had it. Yeah, Dark Fantasy by Daniel X. Both of those for PHPBB3. And in the meantime, Marshall, Rust, Yuri, and Paul in the chat room are slapping me.
Deserve it.
Why? What did I do?
What didn't you do?
Do it, Kardash, what you do. We can just slap you.
In that case, I better close out the show. Check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for all of our episodes from PHPBB Weekly. We will be posting the results from the result of last week's hour-long question and answer session with the PHPBB teams, as edited by David Superior Recording on there. For episode 72, and this is episode 73, and show notes and links for everything we talked about on the show, including various pictures from David's travels in London Vasion, pictures of Yuri's lawyers, and all that other wonderful thing, those things can be seen on there. And of course, our forum is at StarTrekGuide.com for the PHP BB Weekly forum. Our next episode will be next Saturday, episode number 74, August 2nd at noon Eastern Time, 4 p.m. UTC. And now that London Vasion is over, I have no idea what we're going to talk about, because we've been talking about nothing but London Vasion pretty much for the past few weeks. So we'll figure something out. Maybe we'll do some kind of a tutorial or something.
Maybe we can do something to really throw people off and do a short episode.
Yeah, actually, David, starting in like a month or two, I want to try something new, and I'll talk to you about that over on IM, because it's kind of a special, funny thing I want to do on the show. I'll talk to you about it.
Okay.
It's gonna be a secret till we start doing it.
Secrets.
Yes, we can have secrets too. You guys, you team members, have your secrets. We can have ours.
And of course, see the chat room.
See, but nobody cares about yours.
They will.
They will. That sounds like an evil laugh. They will.
And surprisingly enough, PHP Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts without weird secrets that are kept from each other, go to techpodcasts.com. All right. Thank yous are in order to David Lewis as co-hosts, who was able to get everything working for us last week at London Vasion since I couldn't be there. To Paul, who was willing to join us on the show even before we knew that David would be here, because I thought he was going to be sleeping. But congratulations, David, for showing up. And, of course, to Yuri, who joined us back in April when London Vasion was first announced, and joined us today. And it has been a great show, guys. I'm a little sore.
Sore? From what?
From you guys.
I'm sore from walking around London for 14 miles.
I'm sore from you guys slapping me during this whole episode.
He only slapped you once or twice. That's not much.
It's not much, trust me.
There were other people in the IRC, not you guys, who were slapping me for no reason, so.
Paul, Douglas, do you realize how often I am slapped by Paul every day?
No.
Okay, it numbers in the dozens.
It's not the...
I tell you, Paul is going to lose the use of his hands by the time he's 50. At this rate.
Although Vic is the recipient of the most slaps.
Well, that I can believe.
Officially.
Really? I didn't expect it.
Oh, you're the one that does slap. You don't keep count.
Let me see.
That's true. No, Birdie receives the most violence, but Vic is second.
Yes.
Thanks
of the humans, he is first.
Thanks for listening to this episode of HPBB Weekly.
We'll run!
See you next week. Bye.
I am Captain Jean-Luc Picard. Oh, wait, hold on. I have a photo of the orgy that went. Hold on one sec.
What?
There it is.
Wait a minute. I have a bad feeling about this.
There's a reason you have a bad feeling about it.
Yep. That looks like one of John's pictures of Bertie Mons.
Hey.
Something like that, yeah.
You posted that picture already before, I believe.
Of course I did, just not in public.
Oh.
That was the problem.
Is that one Bertie sitting on top of the other Bertie's face?
That's why it's an orgy, isn't it?
The other Bertie's gonna go blind with this.
You should ask John if it is really porn or not.
Let's ask John, he seems to be online.
Oh, yeah, kicking off.
Hey, John! Give the answer.
It looks like John don't respond yet. So.
No, he hasn't. Oh well.
He's probably too busy with other things.
He's making more birdies.
There's something wrong with the way you said that.
Now, when I say making, I mean...
There's something wrong with the way you say that.
I don't want to think about it.